Mr. Dalit.
Okay, Abdama here. There's a famous Tacanus Ezra. Ezra, who was part of Anshe Knesset Gedolim, saw that the Talmid Chacham, he was afraid there, the Lashon of the Gemara is that they'd be with their wives like chickens, like roosters, and I excessive amount of marital relation, that he wanted to make an impediment, a disincentive to that. So he said, if you have a seminal emission, you have to go to the mikvah before you can, let's say, be involved in learning. The machlok, we'll see in a second, the Tanaim, what it covers, but Kriyat Shema would be included in that, presumably. You're not allowed to, you have to do the mikvah before you daven and learn and say Shema and so on. So what happens if a person is a Baal, and so that's called a Baal Keri, someone who's had the seminal emission, that's called Keri, seminal emission. It means either on purpose or an accident. And once the person has had that, he has to go to the mikvah before going to say Shema and daven. So what happens if a person is a Baal Keri? So the Mishnah says, the halacha l'maaseh, by the way, is where, you know, it's like one of those, also one of the issues lots of people are strict for, but the bottom line is, to my understanding, even in Eretz Yisrael, the prevailing minhag is not to be strict for it, but many are. There's a me'ikar adin, we said it's actually a big insight, you see, there's a principle you see at the end of the Bava Basra that if there's a takana made that the tzibur can't stand up to, it's too much of a headache, too much of a hassle, so then the takana, the rabbinic enactment, falls away, and made an insight. So, this was too much for people to handle. It's sort of ironic that lots of people go to the mikveh every day, anyways, now. Not for now. Either way, so a person who's had a seminal emission is called a Baal Keri, and the Mishnah inside says, Mishnah Dalit, a Baal Keri, he's Maharher Balibo. He should, well, now translated as, he should think the words of Shema in his heart. Actually, he shouldn't say them, but at least he should think them. There's a Machlokas in the Gemara, Ravina and Rav Chisda, I believe, if Hirhur, if thinking is as good as Dibur, speaking. It's the same. In other words, if he's really saying Shema in his Yotzi, he just is not saying the words because of Tekanas Ezra, or no, just you shouldn't sit around and do nothing. Everyone else is being Makabal of Omuch Hashemayim, so you should think it too, even though you're not Makayim your mitzvah at all. Yeah, either way, he should say that. That's Midoraisa, so he should do that, something. The Einu Mavarach, but he shouldn't say the Brachas on Kriyat Shema, which are just Midorabanan, Lo Lefaneha, either the one before, Lo La'achrev, nor the one. Val Hamazon, what about eating bread? Mavarach La'achrev, you should bench, Bepashas Behirhor, you should think the benching in your head. The Einu Mavarach Lefana, but say nothing before, because that's Midorabanan, benching Doraisa, the Bracha Rishonim Midorabanan. And Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mavarach Lefneim La'achrev, he says, this is getting too far. So this whole thing is getting too far. Ezra meant to stop Talmud Torah, Dafka, but to lose mitzvah to rice over this is too much. So we're going to say the bracha before and afterwards, even Shema and all the brachas, benching all the brachas, we're not stopping any of that. Just Talmud Torah, a melech Torah, that's what's off limits to take the mikvah.
You said,
according to how the Bavli reads it, which is what I've said up to now, you are going to be thinking in your head, the mitzvah, according to Tana Kama, the mitzvah to rice of Shema and benching, that's Hirhor, and nothing on the brachas, before and after Shema, or the bracha before eating, because that's a derabanan. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Ezra only meant to exclude Talmud Torah proper, but these mitzvahs you sure have to do, even the derabanans. Okay, now, it doesn't sit well with us, I know, and it didn't sit with the Yerushalmi, the Gra, either. The Yerushalmi is a different reading, the Gra went like this, which has its own problem. But I'll read it to you again, look inside, it's exactly in the words. Just, you have to ignore the commas that your Mishnah has put in there. The reads the Yerushalmi reads like this: Balkeri Mahar Belibo Ve'enu Mavarach. He should, when it comes to brachas, he should think of those in his heart, but not say them, neither before nor afterwards. But we're not mentioning anything about Kriyat Shema, which the Yerushalmi takes as obvious. That, of course, you have to say. Just where you put the comma. Either it's the problem with that reading. The difficulty is, so you're not talking about Shema at all. This one's right to brachas, which is difficult. The girl goes away anyways. So again, either it's Balkeri Mahar Belibo, implicitly he thinks the Shema, but he's Einu Mavarach, but doesn't say the Brachas. And according to Yerushalmi, it's the Balkeri's Mahar Belibo Einu Mavarach. When it comes to Brachas, he just simply thinks them, doesn't say them, but of course he should speak out. That's right.
Well, what do we consider halacha?
The halacha l'maaseh is Tekanas Ezra's is bakal. Halacha l'maaseh. The no mikvah required after Keri, no mikvah required. But in the words of Rav Lindlis, when I asked Mishnah, when I moved to Israel, and in Israel, many more people are mafia for it. I mean, in in America, Hasidim. Like if you're not Hasidish, it's like, sorry?
It's Hasidim.
Yeah, the Hasidim across the board, because they want that plus Tosefes Kedush, they want to go to the mikveh every day, which ironically undermines the whole Takana, right? Once you're going anyways, then what's the disincentive?
It's,
right? There's an issue, there's answers, but I'm saying it's, right? It's Tosefes Kedush either way, but that's Hasidish. But not Hasidim in America, I think, no one kimat does it. In Eretz Yisrael, lots of people do. So I asked Rav Lindholz when I moved here, what's the hanhaga? So he said, his words were, you would not be crazy to take it on.
You would not
or maybe it would not be crazy to take it on. Yeah, it was people do it. It's not unheard of, it's not ridiculous, but it's, bottom line, it's not a halachic obligation.